Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lycan. How may I help you today?
You said your name was Lycan. I'm so sorry. What was your name again?
It's Lycan, L-A-K-E-N.
Okay, thank you so much. I do apologize. Thank you so much for that, Lycan. So my name is Allie Norman, and I'm calling from Alaska, USA Dispute Resolution Department. I did want to let you know that this call is being recorded. Do I have your permission to continue?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much. So I'm calling on behalf of one of my members stating that they had some fraudulent charges from Top Fit Health reference guides. And so I do know that Mr. Haynes has already reached out via email, but was directed to call a phone number. The phone number wasn't working. He was directed to go back to email. And he is very concerned about the latest charge he has received on his card. What information can I provide you to locate this charge?
All right, what's the zip code?
The zip code is 99508.
Okay. What's the first and last name?
The first name is Donnie. That is D as in dog, O, N as in Nancy, N as in Nancy, Y. And then the last name is Haynes. That is H-A-Y-N as in Nancy, E, S as in Snake, Jr.
One second.
Mm-hmm.
And what's his best contact phone number?
907-723-1762.
Okay. I'll verify his address for security purposes.
His address is 7341 Basel Street. That is B as in boy, A, S as in snake, E, L. And that's in Anchorage, Alaska.
Is that the only address you have for him?
That is the only address I have for him, correct. Oh, no, I actually have another one. It looks like it is 8201 B Little Dipper Avenue, and that's in Anchorage, 99504.
And what was the first one you had again?
It was 7341 Basel Street.
Mm-hmm. I don't have either one of those.
Okay, here, you know what? Let me go ahead, and he is on my back line. Do you mind if I patch him through onto the line?
Yeah, that's fine.
So that way we can... Okay, perfect. Are you still there, Mr. Haynes?
Yep.
Hi there. Thank you so much for holding. So I do have a representative on the line. Her name is, their name is Lycan, and they will be helping us out today. And so in order to locate this charge, they had to pull up, you know, your name, the zip code, and that stuff, and they needed to ask some verification questions just for security purposes on their end. I know that they had asked for an address, but I don't know if I have the correct address on file. What was the address that you had put for this account, sir?
7327 Woburn Circle, Anchorage, Alaska, 99504.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So I have an account put up here. It looks like it has been canceled out. So it looks like here it shows, did you take a survey to try to win a Shell gas gift card?
Yeah.
Okay. So whenever you do that, that is, we don't charge you anything for shipping. That's actually an entry through a sweepstakes. So if you happen to win, they'll contact you. But when you do that, you have to read what's called those terms and conditions. It tells you that you're also entering what's called our Bites Hub meal planning app subscription, and it's $59.89. So that's why you have that charge on your account.
Well, I didn't see that anywhere, and I did read what I thought was relevant. I didn't see anywhere any reference to Hot Bites.
Yeah, it's on there. You just didn't read the terms and conditions. You just probably read the part that said that you thought you were just paying, what, like a couple dollars for shipping to get the gas card.
All right, ma'am. I was careful enough to go ahead and read all 300 replies that were in the comment section of that webpage on Facebook.
That's not terms and conditions. That's comments.
I know that, ma'am, but if I read that much, I also read everything that was possibly to find in the page that I was responding to. But regardless, can't change the past. I would just like my money returned, and I don't care if I get the sale card or not. I will not ever be doing any more stupid games on Facebook. That's what I've learned from this. Now, may I please have my money back?
Has he filed anything with you, ma'am?
We do have an ongoing dispute, yes, ma'am, but I just wanted to reach out to see if a refund would be possible by any means. I do know that he had received a cancellation confirmation, but nothing along the lines of a refund. He was advised to call out, and so that's what I was hoping that we would be able to do today.
All right, so if he has, well, none of that information, well, he did, it is showing that he did get it canceled, but as long as, are you the dispute department?
Yeah, we have not filed any claims through Visa yet regarding this. We just received notification, and before filing a claim, before filing a dispute on this, we wanted to see if we can work out with you to get this resolved first.
Oh, okay. That's fine, yeah. So as long as he hasn't filed anything or disputed it, yeah, it's a one-time courtesy. Yeah, we can get that refunded. Give me just one second, okay?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much.
You're definitely welcome. Just one moment. One second.
Yeah, of course. Take all the time you need.
Right. So usually it takes about 3 to 5 business days for the refund to reflect back on the Visa card. So you can just keep a watch out for that.
Okay, absolutely. And did you happen to have any refund confirmation numbers for me?
Just the cancellation number.
Okay.
All right. It's
okay,
going to be
perfect.
C as in Charlie. The number is going to be 920 828 900.
Okay, so that was C 920 820 900.
Yes, that is correct. Yes.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so very much for all of your help today, and we do greatly appreciate it.
All right, you're definitely welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
You have an even better one. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you. Goodbye.